Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. It's a new year, we have a new set, and you have a new host. I'm Cliff Johnson, and I just want you to know how excited I am to be a part of this ministry. Did you know that LifeWord is an international media ministry that produces 50 different radio programs in 36 languages? The goal of LifeWord is to produce Christ-centered media that will help churches fulfill the Great Commission. And that commission is to make disciples of Jesus Christ in every nation. And as far as day by day goes, we want to help you walk with Jesus day by day. Not only that, we want you to share this with your family and friends on Facebook. So if you would you mind clicking like and then share on your Facebook page every day? You know, Brother Donnie Parrish did a great job of walking us through Dr. Luke's gospel. But you need to know that Luke was not just a one-hit wonder of an author. He wrote a sequel, and we call this next book the Book of Acts. But that's a funny way to label a book. Well, in some of your Bibles, the title will actually say The Acts of the Apostles. By the way, Luke didn't title this letter. That's something that people did afterwards just to help catalog it. Well, Acts of the Apostles is an okay heading to this book, but it's not completely accurate. Let me show you what I mean. Look at what it says in Acts chapter 1, verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. So Luke is writing to the same person he wrote his first book to, Theophilus. And he tells Theophilus that in that first book, he wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach. So if the Gospel of Luke was what Jesus began to do and teach, what do you think the book of Acts will be? The book of Acts is what Jesus continued to do and teach. But how could Jesus continue to do things and teach things if he had been taken up to heaven? Well, look at what it says down in verse 8. Jesus says to the apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." The way Jesus is going to continue his ministry to and through the apostles is by means of the Holy Spirit. So if I were naming this book, it might be something like this: The Acts of Jesus through the church by means of the Holy Spirit. But that's not too catchy. But the point is this: the apostles have no power on their own to accomplish the Great Commission. They must have the Holy Spirit in order to be faithful witnesses throughout the world, and the Holy Spirit must have them. Jesus is continuing to act and teach through his church today by means of his word and the Holy Spirit. The church has no power on her own. We must be empowered by the Holy Spirit to continue the work of Jesus, and we must be empowered day by day. So when you pray today, present yourself to God as a living sacrifice, recognizing Jesus as Lord, ready to follow him in the power of the Spirit. And please pray for LifeWord, that this ministry will continue to be faithful to its calling of helping you fulfill the Great Commission.